When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It all started for Chris Chelios right here with a $5 pair of skates his mom's bought for him at Ace Hardware in Evergreen Park, and culminating later when they raised number 7 to the rafters, the kind of hockey immortality everybody dreams about when they put on the skates for the first time. And Chris Chelios, the man of the hour, joins us now. It is his day, and he's taking a few minutes out of that to join us to talk about it. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing? And I have to apologize. I couldn't make it down there today. I'm kind of busy.
You've been kind of busy. You've been the man about town, loving all the places you've gone and all the people that we know are coming today. Chris, I guess as you reflect, before we get to, you know, obviously some of the nuts and bolts of the ceremony, what are you proudest of as you reflect on your career as you have spent the past week or so doing?
I mean, for me, it's always been about my teammates, you know, my family, and now in this case, the whole city, Chicago. And the fact that, you know, I've mentioned before, I'm only one of two Chicago athletes to ever have their jersey retired in their hometown along with Dick Butkus. So, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. Destiny, fate. I like to say a lot of luck too. You know, this path I took, as you mentioned, coming from Evergreen Park, nobody played organized hockey, you know, at least in my era. So as crazy as it seems, I'm just proud of the fact that I've represented Chicago, and I think they appreciate the effort I gave when I had, you know, my 7-8 years here in Chicago, and the way they've received me, and not only because of the jersey retirement, but since I've been back the past 6 years when Rocky brought me back, it's a great feeling to be able to walk the streets and people are just so nice to me and respectful. And that's how I grew up treating people. And it sure paid off because it's a heck of a feeling for me and my family.
Hey, Chris, it's Mark Grody. Congratulations to you. Looking forward to all of the festivities. And like David said, hearing about the festivities. But I think it's pretty perfect that Detroit is the team that is here to play the Blackhawks today, because obviously Detroit played a significant part in your career. Did you ever think while you were playing for Detroit and there was that little bit of conflict between the fan base with the Blackhawks and you at that point that you would make it back to Chicago, play for the Blackhawks, and be having this day today? Because there had to have been some sweaty moments with you, or awkward moments at times with Detroit and the relationship you had with Blackhawks fans.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the next 10 years has, you know, had a lot to do with my longevity and having this career. But you're right. I wouldn't say it's a little rivalry. I'd say it was a heck of a rivalry between the two cities. And you know, when I went there, people obviously didn't like me at all. And it took, you know, I think when we won the cup, then I became part of that Red Wings family. And, you know, all was forgiven. And then fast forward, you know, 6-8 years later, the Chicago Blackhawks in 2010 win their cup and then go on to win two more cups. And by that point, I think all was forgiven. And at first I'm thinking, geez, I'm not going to have anywhere to live. I got Detroit that hated me. I got Chicago that hated me.
But, so awkward.
You know, I just kept playing long enough to where, you know, statute of limitations, they forgot about me for a while. And then when I did come back finally, it was good. I've been received and they've forgiven and it's all good. And now I'm watching my buddy Patrick Kane. I think he'll be received a little better than I was because of what he accomplished here. But he's in the same boat, and someday, you know, he'll always be remembered as a Blackhawk. But for now, you know, he's good. He's doing well.
He is. He's coming in hot. The Red Wings are playing very well, and he's a big reason why, Chelly. All right, so on Wednesday, you sounded like you were still kind of smoothing out the rough edges of your speech. Maybe you weren't quite sure what direction you were going to go. How do you feel about it? How many times have you edited it, and what will we remember about it?
I've been last 4 hours with my daughter, Kaylee, because that's all that money I paid for her at Northwestern to get her journalism master. I figure who better, you know, it's hit or miss. You know, I'll be nervous for sure. It's how can you not be nervous on a day like this? I don't know. I mean, I've had good ones. I've had, you know, not so good ones. But, again, hope I'm just going to speak from the heart and it just kind of comes out of my mouth. It doesn't stumble out, but we'll see. I'm looking forward to it to being over. How's that?
Yeah, it is an amped-up day. I totally get what you're saying about that, that you're loving the moment, but it's a lot to take in. The intro that they play with the highlights, the Pearl Jam bed underneath it, it sounded great. Whoever put that together, that was beautiful. Chris Chelios, good friends with Eddie Vedder. Is Eddie going to sing you onto the ice? I assume he's going to be there. Is he going to do a couple songs for the folks at the United Center? What's going on? What's Eddie's part today?
You know what? Quite honestly, after what they pulled in September when they dragged me up on the stage when I thought I was doing a tribute to Rocky and had no idea that they were going to announce that I was getting my jersey retired, they've kept me in the dark. You know, and last night, Eddie, we had a party last night, and once again, I told Eddie I just wanted him to come and enjoy it, but he can't help himself. As a friend, he went up there, and the friends, the family, he blew them away last night. And that's what it's all about. You know, I had people in from all over, and they had no idea Eddie was playing, and he just jumped up on stage and killed it. So hopefully today at some point, you know, the fans are going to get a chance to see him, and I'm sure they will. But I don't know what's in store, but I'm guessing the Hawks. I didn't even want to go inside yesterday to see all the billboards and the signage. I wanted to be surprised when I walked in today, and that thing, it's going to be amazing because it's been a lot of work, and the Hawks have been so supportive in everything. And I mean, I got over 300 people coming to the game. It's crazy.
Wow.
Chelly, yeah. I'm also getting unconfirmed reports, Chelly, that last night you might have been singing as well, and Cindy Crawford might have been on the tambourine.
What?
Yeah, I hope there's no video, but chances are there is. So just I hope they don't show him at the game today. I hope they come out later.
Is Eddie Vedder that friend that you get in trouble, that gets you in trouble every time? Because we all have that friend. Is Eddie that friend for you?
Honestly, no. Like, I mean, I talked 20 years ago, when we were younger and a little more wilder, but never getting in trouble. In fact, you know, he never had security in the beginning, so we just kind of managed to go under the radar. And but now he's larger than life, and it's a little tougher. And the whole, you know, social media thing, and we're a lot more careful. But we like to go public, but we like to be private. And again, they're not too much. We haven't had problems for years, quite honestly.
Among those 300 friends, one Michael Jordan, is another Wayne Gretzky. Will they be in the building?
Michael will not. He sends his best. I had a nice conversation with him. But Gretz is here, Messier, one of my favorites, Brian Leach, Brett Hull, you know, the Blackhawks, obviously, Jaron, and that group. So there's a ton of, Johnny Mack's going to come. I've known these people. That's the one thing, the benefit of playing as long as I did, these people you meet, how interesting they are. And not just the celebrities. I'm going to have half of my, block from 101st Street here. I got a ton of guys from Mount Carmel here. So it's going to be great.
You know, one of the things that happens, Chris, when you obviously are the breaking news today, you're the big news today, I should say, not the breaking news, is we start to think about the greatest American hockey players ever, and you are one of them. Patrick Kane is one of them. How much pride do you take in that, and do you have a ranking for yourself?
I do not have a ranking, but when you're talked about, like you say, one of the greatest, you're great. I guess if you're great, you're great. It's just different times. I think I use Michael Jordan as a perfect example. There, you know, LeBron's trying to say he's the greatest. I don't know if Kobe ever said it, but, you know, it's just different times, different eras. In my heart, Michael is the best ever as far as a team player and everything he brought to the table and the whole picture. And so, like I said, I'm proud to be American, that's for sure. Kaner, no question. You know, Mike Modano right now has the most points. But the way Kaner's going with the three cups and now, you know, still in not the prime, but still playing at a level, I think Kaner will go down as one of the greatest players, barring any injuries.
So, Chelly, we know you have places to go and people to see. Just a couple more minutes, because one thing I unearthed or found that I didn't know about you in all of this, these tributes and all of this history, do you realize you're still the all-time leader in penalty minutes for the Blackhawks?
I do, but those are not quality minutes, and I'll tell you why. Every time we were losing, and you know that, especially in the old stadium, I figured to give the fans something to talk about on their walk out to the car, just go grab someone or run someone, you know, get 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and add them up. But, you know, that's what I did. I felt like, you know, if you didn't have a good game, at least you owed the people something. And that's where those minutes piled up. I don't know if it was Reggie Kerr had the record for a period, and I broke that. I felt terrible. He wanted to kill me. So, yeah, not a good stat. But, you know, that was kind of the Mike Keenan, Daryl Sutter days when we were, you know, just a wild, tough team. And that was all part of our stick.
Do you have a favorite teammate of all time?
Quite honestly, no, because I got along with everybody so well. You know, I treated everybody the same, whether it was one of our star players or just a role player. So, you know, I got along with everybody, and I'll tell you that. And I think that's, you know, you asked me what I was most proud of, that, you know, the respect I had for my teammates and other, you know, other players from other teams. I'm glad, you know, some of my favorites are here today for sure, with Eddie, Tony Amonte, you know, Jeremy Roenick, Eric Weinrich, Keith Carney. So, and I'm going to say it, I wish I could have had everybody on the ice for who I played with the Blackhawks, but it's just not possible.
Last thing, Chelly, because I want you to be able to pay tribute to the Wirtz family. I know good friends with your family, and this whole process started before the late Rocky Wirtz passed away. And that has to make it special and has to make you feel like, you know, that's someone who you will also remember today. Can you put into words what that relationship has meant to you over the years and how this began with you and Rocky and just an idea?
Yeah, well, I'll go back further first. His father, Bill Wirtz, he's the one that made the trade. Mike Keenan obviously was orchestrated it, but at the end of the day, it was Bill Wirtz who brought me home to Chicago. And most of my, you know, dealings were with Bill Wirtz and Peter Wirtz at the time, because Rocky was running the Judge and Dolph liquor distributorship that they had. And then, you know, you fast forward when Rocky took over and what he did for the team, what he did for the city, you know, learning from his father and then, you know, changing a lot of things. And he called me a year before he hired me as an ambassador and just told me, "You're ready. We're going to welcome you with open arms and you'll be a Blackhawk for the rest of your life." And it was just too good to be true. You know, they've done everything for my family. Even when I was playing with Detroit, they rolled out the red carpet for my parents, you know, to come to the games and treat them like they got unbelievably. So now Danny's taken over and I've got a great relationship with him too. But no question, Rocky would be, you know, he did it in the liquor business, and then, you know, he came to the Blackhawks, promised them a Stanley Cup, and he delivered. So I owe everything to the Wirtz family, everything I have, you know, and now with my daughter, actually, you know, they bring my daughter into the broadcasting booth, and it's so much fun to be there and watch her. That's a dream come true.
She does a great job. You are the best, Chris. We really appreciate all your time today and all season long as you join us on the Mullinghaw Show every Wednesday morning. Enjoy today. Savor every moment, and thank you so much.
Thank you guys. Take care.
Chris Chelios, number 7, going up into the rafters today, one of the all-time great Blackhawk players, certainly going to be recognized as such today.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.